You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I have this podcast fittingly titled Anna Faris is Unqualified, where each week a different celebrity and I attempt to give relationship and dating advice. Recent co-hosts have included Matthew McConaughey.
You got somebody you care about. You lost track of them. Go find out.
Margaret Cho.
Vacation sex is always irresistible.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could make it all about them and not have to focus on my own problems.
And Seth Rogen. So if you're wondering what your favorite celebrity or I would do in your situation, just listen and subscribe to Anna Faris is Unqualified. Free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives. This week, as the shofar, the ram's horn, is sounding in synagogues all over the world, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is being celebrated. Traditionally, the observance of the holiday includes the custom of symbolically casting off the spiritual debris of the previous year's misdeeds. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
There is an ancient Rosh Hashanah custom known as Tashlich, which means casting away, where we go to a body of water, preferably one that has fish inside, recite various mystical prayers and symbolically shake our garments as if emptying the crumbs in our pockets into the sea.
Rabbi Eli Gewirtz is the National Director of Partners in Torah.
We know that clothing represents what covers up our essence. It's relatively simple to clean clothing. Some crumbs we have to get rid of. When we stray from the path of the Creator, we need to shake our facade somewhat, our clothing, to rid ourselves of those crumbs which make us unattractive and distant from God. We throw our spiritual crumbs into a body of water with fish inside to say that although we have sinned, we don't want our mistakes to be wasted. Just as there will be some benefit when the fish eat up those crumbs, we too hope to benefit by way of learning and growing from our past misdeeds so that we'll become an even better person than we were before we had sinned.
If you have a question about this or any of the other programs in our series, we'd like to hear from you. Our email address is pulse@igc.org. That's pulse@igc.org. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.